As we've just indicated, Georgia is perhaps the most crucial to John Edwards' hopes, and NPR's Adam Hochberg is covering the Edwards campaign. He joins us now from the Georgia Tech Hotel and Convention Center in Atlanta. Adam, the reports that we're getting, according to network exit polls, John Kerry is leading in Georgia. What are you hearing from the Edwards camp?
We're not hearing a whole lot yet, but we do see a lot of long faces among people in the Edwards camp. No official statements yet, but staff members here can do math. They know how serious the situation is for their candidate, and they know he needs to start winning some states. And as Scott said, Georgia was a state where the Edwards campaign had spent a lot of time, and they will be disappointed if he doesn't make a better showing here.
And this would have been one place where he could have sort of allied himself as a son of the South.
That's true, and he's been here, I think, 7 times over the past couple of weeks. Georgia neighbors Edwards' home state of North Carolina, and it's a state where he thought voters would embrace his southern roots and also embrace his populist economic message. He spends a lot of time playing up his background as a mill worker's son and talking about the economy, and he hit a lot of Georgia towns where there have been mill closings and where the economy is stagnant, and he was hoping that message would go over well here.
Adam, the Edwards strategy seemed to be get at least one victory tonight, hopefully more, to make it into next week's primaries. There are primaries in 4 southern states, Texas, Florida, Louisiana, Mississippi. Where is he going after tonight?
Well, what we're told right now is that he's going to Texas tonight, that he's going to Dallas. He has a 3-state campaign swing planned over the next couple of days, Texas, Louisiana, Florida, actually 4 states, Mississippi as well. Those are all states with primaries next week. We haven't heard about any changes in plans. There have been a lot of questions to the campaign about whether he's going to proceed with that or whether he might go home to North Carolina and announce that he's dropping out of the race. But right now, no indication that there are any changes, and right now he's off to Dallas for a morning event.
And any sense of the mood at the event that you're at now?
Well, folks are just now filing in. Not a large crowd so far, maybe about 50 people here at Georgia Tech University. But as I said, a lot of long faces, and people here know what the situation is, and they can add up the numbers and know that this is a crucial night, and things so far do not look like they're going Senator Edwards' way.
Okay, thank you, Adam.
Thanks.
NPR's Adam Hochberg with the Edwards campaign in Atlanta.